You're listening to SBS News.
Federal Labor has a new strategy focused on multiculturalism. A caucus committee, chaired by the first elected female Muslim, Anne Ali, will deliver a budget statement and help the party shape its policies.
We often talk about Australia as a really successful multicultural nation, but the fact is multiculturalism, the concept of multiculturalism, what we understand by multiculturalism, and how we as Australians live and breathe multiculturalism really needs to move on. Really needs to move on from this idea of celebration and, hey, I'm going to put a bit of soy sauce on my sausage roll or get a bit of Kung Pao chicken and wear a sari and all of that stuff.
The multiculturalism budget statement comes in addition to Labor's annual Women's and First Australians budget statements. Labor's multicultural affairs spokesman Andrew Giles says the role of the committee is to ensure that the concerns of multicultural communities are at the centre of every decision the party makes.
I think we all know that you can't be what you can't see. And that's been the past experience in Labor of recognising where there's a representational deficit. These things aren't going to fix themselves. And critically, they aren't going to be fixed just by the actions of people in Canberra handing down decisions from above. And that's why it's so important that we are creating space for new and emerging communities in particular to have their say and to have their concerns reflected. And hopefully, you know, over time, this can contribute to making sure that this parliament looks a lot more like the community than it does today.
Labor Senator Raf Ciccone says the committee will scrutinise legislation and overall policy framework.
What that means for Australians would be that we would look at services such as Centrelink, NDIS, aged care and other relevant government services to making sure that what is on offer to them and to other multicultural communities is relevant, as well as trying to make improvements in terms of how we better service those multicultural communities in the future.
But Multicultural Affairs Minister David Coleman says the problem isn't representational, it's political.
The Labor Party at the election took a platform that said, let's crush aspiration. The Labor Party said, if you invest in an investment property, you should pay a whole lot more tax. The Labor Party said, if you work hard and save for your retirement, you should pay a whole lot more tax. Now, that was absolutely anathema to millions of Australians, including Australians of multicultural backgrounds, who have come to Australia in pursuit of opportunity.
The committee will also help guide Labor's approach to the government's religious discrimination bill. Mr. Coleman says religious freedom is fundamental to Australian society.
It's a fundamental tenet of Australian life that you should be free to practice your religion. And that's what the bill that Christian Porter is bringing to the Parliament is about. It's about acknowledging that we welcome people of different faiths. We don't all agree on matters that are religious, but what we should agree on is that in Australia, you are free to practice your religious beliefs, and you're free to have beliefs that others may not agree with.
The committee will begin public consultations next week. Amy Hall, SBS News.